So who should instigate it? Who should be the person?
I don't know. It's like,
well, I just come in. It's like, oh, Raymond, we should totally do a podcast.
Or should it should just be like you've heard someone's podcast.
Oh yeah, just right. Like I'll just you're like, what do you mean, like? And I'm just like, well, you just talk about games and that. Like,
right.
Okay. Raymond, how you doing, man?
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Oh, man. Like, we should totally. Like, I just was thinking, right? We should totally do a podcast.
A pod what?
A podcast. You know, like people. You know, a couple people talking about stuff that they like doing. You know, like I like games and like, you know, you do animation and stuff like that. I should totally do something like that. That'd be really cool.
All right. What? Well, okay. How would we do that then?
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, like, the podcasts that I listen to, they usually have some sort of structure. They'll have, like, a guide on what they're going to talk about for the evening, and then they'll talk about it, and they'll, you know, just finish recording, they press stop at the end of it.
So, all right, yeah, cool. Like, or just open the program.
Right, like, okay.
Okay, right, so, podcast.
No, it needs to be, like, a podcast, like, an outline of a podcast, you know, like, okay. Instead of, like, a script. We don't script it, we just kind of talk, you know?
Okay, right. It's like, podcast outline. There we go.
Yeah, that's good. Right.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. I kind of see the appeal of what of this podcast thing.
Like, yeah. I can't wait to get it started, actually.
Let's just type in the guide to the best podcast ever.
Yeah. This will be the best.
Like, okay, podcast outline in bold.
Yeah, bold it.
And I'm going to change that to like 18 font size.
18 font size.
And
yep,
the guide. Best podcast ever. We just changed that to like smaller 8. There we go.
Oh, I got to center it as well. Center it.
All right, cool.
Centered. Right. Okay.
Save that.
Yep.
As podcast outline.
Mhm.
Yes.
Yep. We're getting there. We're getting
that's
there.
Right.
Totally. Yep.
That's cool.
We're halfway there. That's the hard work done.
Right.
So.
Juice box.
Hell's yeah. You're listening to Down to 4
Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Brainy Note that
Brainy Gamer Down to 4X podcast. Yep,
that's us. Right.
Down to 4X. We are the best podcast ever. We're planning to be, and actually, since we've actually said that we're the best podcast, we better live up to it. So I'm Prime, and with me is Rage.
Hello. Okay, so we're going to do stuff in this podcast that is going to be make it worth you downloading it.
Yeah.
Which, such as, we're going to have an interview.
Ooh. I heard you had to go through a lot to get this interview.
The less said about that, the better.
Right, okay. We'll not talk about it then.
And we'll be talking about games and stuff and things.
Yeah, what we've been playing for the week and things. And yeah, we'll just talk about other things as well. So let's just get on with it then.
Okay. Section one done.
Excellent.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yes.
Down to 4X, it's the thing you do on the Mega Drive for a Hadouken.
Welcome back.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, so right. Basically, we need some kind of structure in that. We kind of went.
Yeah.
So, right, what we'll do is we'll basically, we'll come up with some subjects, and then we'll basically talk about them.
Right, okay.
It's like, we're going to pretend that we've written them down, we've actually just got, like, a bit of chaos written on a bit of paper.
Yep.
But, okay, so the first topic that we thought we'd do is, like, what our ultimate beat-em-up game character teams would be if we could have three characters from any, like, beat-em-up game that's ever been.
Ever.
And potentially ever.
Make a dream key. A sort of dream team out of those three, like, any franchises at all.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
So who, like, three characters, the top three characters in your sort of, like, who would your team comprise of then?
Okay, well, obviously, first of all, we'll talk to have, like, Siegfried in it from Soul Calibur.
Right, okay.
Because he's, like, he's... like,
badass. Yes.
And he's got a cool scar.
And he's nuts.
Yes. Genuinely nuts. It's like, yeah. And so he'd basically be the leader and the main character. And
who you'd start the round with, like Siegfried would be standing there, then if you wanted to flip between another character, it'd be someone else.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And, okay, and has Kirby ever been in a, like...
I think Kirby's in...
Oh, he's in Brawl!
Yeah, he's
yes!
in Brawl, so he's a fin-game character.
Right, okay,
yeah, totally.
So, like, Siegfried...
Kirby.
And Kirby. Oh, now it's going to get hard.
Yeah. Because you can't beat Kirby. He can punch through planets.
That's right.
And he can eat anything and just gain their powers. So,
yeah.
Like,
so, it's like... I don't know, who would you have, right?
Right, okay. Like, definitely Dan, because real men wear pink.
That's right.
Real men wear pink.
That's
so,
true.
And he's like the Psycho style, and that means the strongest. So if he says it must be real. It must actually
right.
be the strongest style. So I don't think anybody would beat that. I like his chin as well. He's got a cool chin. He's got a big square chin. Second. I think Iori Yagami from King of Fighters. He is the total man. He's just because he's a nutter. He's a psycho.
That's right. Yep.
Yep. So you've got the strongest style. You've got the psycho, who is like, yeah, he just rip people to shreds on the ground and start blowing them up and that. And you've got like the hard ass, best looking character ever in any fighting game, Saul Bad Guy. Of course, Saul Bad Guy. You can't
yes.
kneeing people in the face and like making a giant pillar of flame come out your legs, and calling it Napalm Death. You can't you can't beat that. Instant kill, destroyed.
That's right. Okay.
So yeah, like Dan, Iori, and Saul Bad Guy definitely would be my three.
Okay. Right. See, the problem is that I don't actually really play that many like beat 'em up games.
Yeah.
So it's like in fact, let's just think of anybody who's actually cool who you've not already picked. was it Kea from Evil Zone?
Who's Kea?
He's the total guy in a suit with a
long
black hair. He's like, he pretends to be a bad guy, but he's... No, in fact, I'd have Gally Vanish Gregman from that game, just because he's voiced by the Colonel.
Yeah, Colonel.
Total Metal Gear Solid.
Colonel.
It's like Paul Wyden, the ultimate voice actor.
Yeah. Does total Max Tennyson from Ben 10 as well.
That's right.
That's the only reason you watch Ben 10. You watch Ben 10 so you can hear his voice.
That's right. That's why I don't watch Ben 10 Alien Force.
Because he's not there.
That's why I'm seriously considering buying Math. Was it Math Blaster?
Math Blaster. Oh, man. Oh, Math Blaster. So, like, Gally Vanish Gregman, yeah. Kirby.
That's right.
And Siegfried. So, yes. Like... And just for the sake of, like, how would you order them? Like, would it be Gally Vanish first, or like Siegfried, or what?
I would go for like Gally Vanish Gregman would be first.
Right.
And then they would just go in there charging like he's insane to chop people up, fire missiles out of his back, and then get killed. But because Gally Vanish Gregman doesn't actually fall down, he just stab his like sword into the ground and go ah, and then just stay like in that pose,
just bitter in defeat,
yeah. And just stay in that pose while the next character comes out to fight.
Yeah. They should actually have him in the background, just like ah,
totally.
And like while like I don't know, Siegfried comes out.
That's right. And then like the next would be like Siegfried, obviously, and then he would just be like he's totally crazy, and yeah,
and he's got like a massive like double-edged sword.
That's right.
And you can impale people and throw them out the ring with it. So
I don't know which version of like Siegfried I'd go for, because like the Soul Blade version is like I really didn't like him because he was just like, I will seek vengeance for my father.
Me.
It's like, I don't like you.
Yeah.
But then, like, as soon as I played, like, Soul Calibur 1 on the Dreamcast, it's just, like, you unlock him and he's total got long hair and he's got a scar and he's total, like, inner turmoil in it. And you read, like, his total story and it's, like, he's got, like, he resisted the Soul Edge and gained himself back. And I was just like, yes!
Total power.
He's the coolest character. And then Soul Calibur 2, he totally, like, succumbs to the sword again, so he's totally nuts. He's totally got his shirt off and total mutant body parts and stuff. And he's like,
yes.
Yeah. And then the third one, he somehow got his, like, power back by stabbing, like, the Soul Edge with the Soul Calibur. So he's kind of, like, cool, like, in, as in the first one again.
Yeah. Total resisted,
yeah.
And destroyed the evil again, yeah.
And then in the fourth one, he's just kind of like, actually, what is he like in the fourth one? He totally turns into ice at some point.
Yeah, he's got a cool ice costume in that, and he's, I think he uses like this, like the proper Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
Like it's like a massive double-handed Soul Calibur. And it looks like ice, and his armor sort of reflects that.
Yeah, it's like the most improbable shaped sword in the world.
It just shatter. You hit somebody with it and just break.
It's like it's total not aerodynamic, or
like, no, you just you, like it's better if you just take bits off it and put it in a drink.
Yeah. Anyway, so regardless,
finally Kirby.
Kirby, yeah. And then I would win.
Yeah,
regardless,
because he just Megaton punch the world, yeah, in half, and then yeah. Finish.
It's like,
yeah, I can't really compete with that. My characters, yeah, they don't have big ice swords. Well, it's all bad guys got a fire sword.
That's right.
And it lights like a lighter because it's like the hilt of it, the handle of it burns up the side of the blade. So that's right. What makes the fire.
Yes.
So yeah,
that's cool.
And he's got Rock You right on his headband.
That's right. Does he not have like free on his
free
like,
on his belt as well? Belt. Yeah.
Yeah, which is well cooler than like Kai.
Kai's just like a me, 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 me.
He's got like three. No, he's got hope.
Hope. Yeah, it's like, ugh. What a little pansy. It's like, I'll beat you, Saul.
You're just a Boy Scout.
Yeah. Nah, like, if push come to shove and I couldn't pick Iori, I'd probably go for Zangief, because I'm thinking of Zangief as well.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that was, yeah, that was enlightening.
That's right. So, but which one of our teams would win if they're to face a Cup main? Because I've got Kirby.
Yeah, you've got Kirby. You've got Kirby. So, like, unless who's that other pink character that like eats things? There's another pink character like that just eats stuff and like. I can't even remember.
It still sounds familiar. Another pink character that eats stuff.
Oh, Nobi Nobi Boy. I'll have Nobi Nobi Boy and I'll just eat everything and go massive and just like eat everybody and dinosaurs and like fart dinosaurs at you and that.
Yeah, when the Kirby cartoon Kirby actually Megaton punches a meteorite that's bigger than the planet that he's on.
Okay, you win.
So it's just like Nobi Nobi Boy, like the size of a planet, and then Kirby was just like,
alright, I'd just get Girl from Nobi Nobi Boy on you, alright, because she's like the size of the whole solar system. Alright, well, so far she's only to Mars, but
Yeah,
that's quite big.
Fair enough.
Okay. Right. That was quite good.
Okay.
Excellent.
And that's the... Yeah.
See you in a bit. D2FX interviews. They're real.
Welcome to the first interview of the new Dawn IV X podcast. And today we have a special guest... Tim Burton.
Hello everyone, I'm Tim Burton. Thanks for having me here, it's been great.
Well, it's our pleasure. What are you thinking of being here in Scotland?
Yeah, it's very drab weather. I kind of like that. That's the kind of person I am though, eh?
Hey, great. First of all, I want to talk about your amazing career in film. So, your first movie was Pee Wee Herman. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, when I first wrote and directed the Pee Wee Herman film, I really felt connected to the character. He really stood out for me as one of my favourites because he was a manic depressant, actually. He loved to be happy, but he took too much medication and then later died.
I overheard of Pee Wee Herman's death.
Yeah, it happened very shortly after the first film.
Okay, well, I won't contradict that in any way.
Excellent. You better not.
So, Pee Wee Herman, as your first movie, showed many of your like reoccurring themes that have found their way into their later movies. Could you tell us about your kind of themes that you like to work with?
Yes, I like to talk about despair, depression, anxiety, hate, lust, perversion, and of course death. I really, really, really enjoy death. I think it's a very beautiful thing.
I see. So are these themes that are going to carry on into your new movie, The Alice in Wonderland?
Yes, of course. Lust especially. It's very, very good to see the Cheshire Cat in a very provocative role that he's in. It's, gave me a bit of a stiffy.
So you mentioned the Cheshire Cat there. That's voiced by Stephen Fry, one of Britain's national treasures. What was it like working with him?
I didn't actually work with him. I tweeted him, asked him if he was up for doing the role. He did. He was up for it. And what we done is pretty much set up a recording studio for him and just kind of put me through on Skype, and I was listening to it and it sounded really good. So yeah, he done it like that. Never met him, but I hope I do. He's one of the better voice actors I've heard from Britain. Yeah, and he doesn't have really bad teeth.
Johnny Depp is also in your movie, along with like several other movies that you've done. What's it like working with him?
Johnny Depp is my national treasure. He's he's what I call the staple of all my films. Well, most of them, really. Yes, he's a wonder to work with. He is a consummate professional and also enjoys Death and Decay, which is, this is pretty much how we hit it off. We sitting in a bar once and, he talked about the first time he stabbed a man, and it seems kind of funny to me now, but it was me and him really, we had that sort of connection because I better not say anymore.
Okay, one of the things I really love about your movies is you work with Danny Elfman, one of my composer heroes. What's he like?
He is actually a robot. Me and another programmer, I can't mention any names because of legal reasons, I had an idea, I wrote it down on paper, and pretty much what happened is this programmer got my idea, put it into what they call, machine code of some sort. I think it's that's a technical term for death jargon. He came up with this amazing program that was able to create sound instead of synthesizing it. Danny Elfman is not a man. The name Danny came from it's an acronym for something I can't really share at the moment. Maybe in a later interview, but suffice to say it's music related, and yes, he is pretty much a god of music, in robotic form.
I see. One other thing I would really like to ask you is that your appearance is not the normal for a Hollywood director. You seem to wear basically you look like a goth. Could you like tell us about?
I really don't like the term goth. We as a people prefer the term happy impartial. We don't like to talk about it. However, for this interview, I will. I bleach my skin daily with corrosive substances. I have my own brand of hair gel, Unhappiness Hair Gel, TM. It was created by me and my wife. She put it on my head once, and it burned through my scalp. I remember that. It was very painful. But my clothes, they're all tailor-made, and little secret, I have a buckle on every orifice.
Okay. One final question before you go. I think our listeners would really like to like it if you were to tell us one thing you have never told anyone before.
One thing I've never told anyone before. Okay, just for this podcast. Yeah, why not? I've killed two people. They kind of deserved it. It was, it's quite funny, really. My dad had it coming. It was, that was a fit of blind bloody rage, and I don't remember most of it, but, yeah. The other was my mum, and that was just for the fun of it, really. She quite deserved it. And, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for their demise. They're grisly, horrible well-publicised demise.
Well, that was certainly worth reviewing, Tim. Well, thank you for the podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me. Don't get on TV or radio much anymore because of my killing some people. But, yeah, it's been great. Great, thanks. Thanks very much.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Right. Bye.
Bye. Tim Burton, everybody!
From the director of Nightmare Before Christmas and Corpse Bride.
Who are you?
I'm the White Rabbit, and I'm late. I'm very late.
Comes the most gruesome of movies.
I'm gonna kill you.
Coming this fall.
Alice, this is Wonderland.
Starring Johnny Depp. Stephen Fry. Alice in Wonderland.
Ready, you see.
Okay, well, we're back. Welcome back, everyone. So, Rage, how did you actually manage to get Tim Burton on the show?
Well, getting the real Tim Burton on our show took a lot of asking for favours from friends of friends and friends of their friends. And favours were performed. Although probably not entirely worth it in the long run.
Yeah. Okay. Here's one for you. How many X's does it take to screw in a light bulb? Just one. So here we go. This is our last section for this podcast. It's just what we've been playing for the week. And yeah, so who you want to go first, or will I go first? Or?
You can go first.
Okay, right. This week I've been playing Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney on the DS. It is literally one of the best games ever created, ever, and it's just like an interactive novel. Anybody who doesn't know what it's about should be stoned to death and, like, kicked off the planet sideways. anyway, I'll just explain it then. It's about a character called Phoenix Wright, and he's a sort of new attorney. And, yeah, he gets handed all these sort of murder trials, and he's got to prove people innocent. Prove his client, like, he's a defense attorney, he's got to prove clients innocent. So throughout the course of the game, there's like a sort of underlying storyline as well with all the characters that are recurring in the game. So you've got the main prosecution attorney called Miles Edgeworth, and he's like Phoenix Wright's arch rival. Like, him and Phoenix Wright have got a rivalry going, because one's defense and one's prosecution, and they always seem to see each other in the in the courtroom all the time. But there's 5 chapters in the game for the DS. 4 originally were for the Game Boy Advance, and they added a 5th one in for the DS so they can use the touch screen to its fullest capacity. But throughout the first 4 chapters, there's this underlying storyline that you think there's a sort of past between Phoenix Wright and Edgeworth. And you just don't understand what it is until right at the very end, which is it's a really good storyline though. But in between all that is each chapter is its own story, and it goes on. To start off with, the first chapter is about defending one of Phoenix Wright's old friends from high school, and the second chapter goes on to you're defending. His mentor's wee sister, because it's just like the storyline goes on, and you're defending other people from murders and stuff, and it's really good. And I would say anybody who's not played it, and if you've got a DS, it's definitely a game they totally need to get by any means necessary. If that's from knife point or gun point, should definitely have that game, because it's excellent.
Good.
Yeah, definitely.
So far are you in it then?
I finished the first one. I've started playing the second one. The 5th chapter in the first game was really, really difficult. I actually did have to use parts of a walkthrough to get through that. So I'm not proud of it, but it really was the only way I could get through it, because some of the things in the 5th chapter were just ridiculous for noticing. Some things you had to examine evidence, and there was this tape you've got to examine as evidence. And it's I'd say maybe 30 seconds long, and there's parts of it that it's just everything in it is so subtle. It's so subtle that you wouldn't really notice it. You'd have to be so perceptive to notice some of these things. So in the long run, I did have to use a walkthrough to get it. But It was so satisfying, the storyline at the end and all that is really, really good. So yeah, Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney on the DS, definitely play it. I don't hate Nintendo, I just don't like Microsoft, so I will play DS games. I just like Sony. But if you do play one DS game ever in your life, it has to be Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. So it's got Prime Seal of Quality, Seal of Approval on it. Forget Nintendo's Seal of Quality, it's Prime Seal of Quality that you need for that.
That's right. Didn't Shaq Fu have Nintendo Seal of Quality on it though? Which is like...
That was on the Mega Drive as well though, so I think, you know... Maybe Nintendo's you know, standards are really low. It was well animated, but yeah. Oh, terrible game.
Kyle managed to complete it.
Oh my word!
Just like this whole like the Mega Drive version, until like killed like the final.
I remember boss. When you seen you playing like what version was it that you were playing? Was it the SNES or the Mega Drive one? You just couldn't get past the first fight.
Yes,
it was just ridiculous. Like you play it like. Imagine spending like £50 or £40 on a game and you couldn't get past the first fight. You'd be like, "This, I can't even take this back anymore. I just wasted money. I just wasted so much money, like half my wage this week on that game. I can't get past the first fight." It's ridiculous.
When I first played it, it was like on the SNES. Like, and it was like, Kyle bought like a SNES, like from a charity shop or something, and all the games cost like £1. So it's just like,
oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah. So it's just like every time I think of Shaq Fu, it's like, yeah, Shaq Fu's totally good.
It's like
it's a game worth £1.
Yeah, it's worth £1. It's like a
A mini game.
It's like a mini game. It's like a little game. Yeah. Yeah. So what have you been playing then? Is there any games that's stuck out for you that's been good?
Recently, I've been playing that Shadow of the Colossus.
Shadow of the Colossus, right?
That's good.
And, like, before you got it, I know you were kind of like, you know, Ico, total hyped above reality and Shadow of the Colossus and that. So what do you think of Shadow of the Colossus then? Is it...
Yes, it's very, 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 very good.
And is it as epic as they all... Like, oh, it's epic.
Yes, it's very epic. It's kind of like here... it's... Like, when you're going from place to place, you're just, like, wandering. Like, you've got, like, the direction you go, and then you just go in that direction for ages. And then when you find, like, the boss fights, like, they're fantastic. It's, like, they're totally amazing. You're climbing on their backs and hitting their heads and stuff, climbing up beards and stuff. And it's, like, yeah, it's great. But, like, if they made the world just really small, just, like, had all the Colossuses just sort of hanging around, like, on the outside of that total temple thing, like, no, you can't fight me yet. I know I'm standing right next to you, but you have to fight this that guy first, because that's what that weird guy that mumbles in the sky.
Right. So Potemkin. Potemkin from, Potemkin from Guilty Gear X2, isn't it? Voice actor. Excellent.
That's right. I think we've only got like a couple of Colossuses left to like beat.
How many is there altogether?
I think 14, 16 or something like
or
that.
16.
Yeah.
I remember I was in Game Station once and a guy was like an actual person from the company was actually demoing it. Like they had it, and a guy from the actual company came along and gave it to Game Station in Kirkcaldy, just some random Game Station. He was like, "Yeah, this is not out for another couple of months yet, but we've got the demo disc here for you. Just have a wee shot." I was like, "What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be in like London or like Edinburgh or something?"
It's like bet he just got lost and was trying to make like good or bad situation.
Yeah, it's just like I couldn't find Edinburgh, so I'm where am I right now? It's like you're in Kirkcaldy, mate.
Speaking of a kind of like Cockney West,
stupid accent. Like... But, I don't know. It's only like 10 miles away, but somehow they speak English down there.
That's right.
But yeah, so it's a good game then.
Yes.
Would you recommend it?
Yes, I would. Even though Jonathan Blow doesn't like it.
Alright.
Yeah. And like, I totally want to play like Ico though. And Ico. I could have bought it from like, for like about a tenner or something in game. And now it's like the only place I can get it was eBay for like hundreds of pounds.
Oh man. It's still horrible when that happens.
Yeah.
Well, so, like, how much would you say Shadow of the Colossus is worth then? Because I said Phoenix Wright is worth killing someone over, so...
I think most games would be worth £14.
14 most games. Any new game comes out, so that's 14
pounds. It's like, yeah. It's like, I don't know, games like Mega Man Legends, possibly £20.
Yeah, Mega Man Legends is a good game.
And, yeah. But yeah, I don't understand why they sell them for so much. It's just like, you just wait like a couple of years and just get them for...
Yeah, but if you wait a couple of years, you run the risk of never getting them, like Ico.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, I will.
Okay.
Excellent. So, yeah. That's what we've been playing for the week then.
Okay.
Excellent.
That's another section done.
Well done. Excellent, good work.
What happens when your latest case involves bringing the dead back to life?
Phoenix, to win this case, you must defeat 16 Colossi.
Hold it!
This fall, Phoenix Wright faces his toughest case yet.
Take that!
No courtroom, no objections, no mercy.
Objection!
Shadow of the Phoenix.
Rated UC.
Hello, you're listening to the Down to 4X podcast. I once witnessed a serial rapist and didn't report him. I'm Tim Byrne.
So what do you think? You think that'd be a good podcast then?
I think so. Do you think they totally get it?
I think so. They'd probably download it. If they don't, you know, whatever. It doesn't really matter. I think I like the start the best though. The best bit there is right at the start, I think.
Yeah. I thought it was cool how we actually managed to get Tim Burton on.
Oh, Tim Burton was cool, yeah. He's a total nice guy as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stabbed a couple of people, but he's killed his mum and dad as well.
Yeah, that was kind of disturbing.
It was kind of disturbing, but I thought, like, overall, he's quite well adjusted now. For a person who's killed two people, I think he's quite cool.
I actually think he's one of the few people that you could say actually became a better person for killing his parents.
Yeah.